A clash of avian and ornithological levels. The Orioles take to the air against the Eagles in week number 3 on the WLEW Sports Network. It's 8-man football coverage as the Dickerville Eagles are hosting the Morris Orioles. Good evening. I'm Clark Ramsey, your host for tonight's broadcast. And alongside of me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen to the broadcast.
Thanks, Clark. Glad to be here and ready to tackle our first 8-man game of the season.
Tonight, across the entire region, is acting as one final tune-up before our gridiron gangs enter in divisional play and really set the tone for the remainder of the year. Tonight in front of us is a highly anticipated matchup as Morris and Dickerville swap blows a couple of times last year, each winning one game.
That's right. Both teams are familiar with each other. Should be lots of action ahead of us.
Last week on the WLEW Sports Network, despite some technological issues on our part, we saw the Saginaw Novell Panthers control the tempo of the game as they defeated the Bad Axe Hatchets, especially in the second half. The final score of our Week 2 broadcast found the Catholics of Saginaw with 41, Bad Axe at 7.
Saginaw Novell, total domination of Bad Axe last week. Obviously, a rebuilding year for the Hatchets. Hopefully, new coach Kelly Durr is just what the doctor will order for the Hatchets.
Tonight marks our second game broadcasting 8-man football in our tenure at the WLEW Sports Network. Last year, we cut our teeth with an action-packed O-Engage in Caseville game in the Land of Cheeseburgers. This year, I have an inkling that it'll be still a lot of action, but perhaps a more of a classic thumb football style game.
I agree with you. Obviously, with the greater thumb teams, Dickerville used to be one years ago, should provide a lot of scoring and a lot of hard hitting, just what we like.
Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we'll take a trip around the region to other area games tonight, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at our game of the week, the Dickerville Eagles hosting the Morris Orioles on your home for high school football, Sports Radio 102.1.
Hey, sweet phone you got there. Is that the new Android? Where did you pick that up?
I just picked it up at Thumb Cellular. I can't wait to show it off to all my friends back at college.
Whoa, hold on. Thumb Cellular? But you go to school outside of the Thumb. Aren't you afraid of the roaming?
Get with the times, man. That was like 10 years ago. Thumb Cellular has nationwide 4G coverage and no roaming charges throughout the entire United States.
Are you serious? No roaming charges anywhere in the U.S.? That's better than my provider, and they're a national carrier.
I think you should give Thumb Cellular another look. I love the super fast 4G LTE network, and they have a great selection of smartphones and tablets.
But you have an Android. I'm an Apple guy.
Don't worry. Thumb Cellular has the latest iPhones directly from Apple. Seriously, you need to check out Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Talk of the Thumb! More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring has the best in-stock selection of Chevrolet pickups in the Thumb area and the best smoking hot deals to put you behind the wheel. Check out their current specials on new 2016 Chevrolet Silverados. Save up to $7,328 on your choice of a new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ 71 1500 double cab with standard box and four-wheel drive. Lots to choose from on the lot. Pick out your new Chevrolet and find new roads at More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than three decades, so they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, grain rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Tonight's presentation of the WLEW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and M25 in Sebring, DS Services for all of your agricultural needs, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning at a Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Carroll, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer, B&D Heating and Cooling of Bad Axe, A Healthy Michigan of Sebring, North Star Bank, Randy's Hunting Center, 269 Guns, Thumb Printing Professionals, and Lakeshore Improvements. Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and their blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. Clark Ramsey here, your host of the WLW Sports Network. This season marks the sixth year of broadcasting football in the Thumb of Michigan. To my right is a true professional, Dave Hansen, joined me for his fifth season on the headset. And to my left is our director of sports information, Doug Cole. He drives from Livonia, Michigan to be here for every game and has done now for four seasons. And typically to my right is Kayla O'Neill. She is our director of media relations and social media, but had prior commitments, so tonight's booth is a bit heavier on the testosterone than normal.
That's a true statement there. And I guess we'll allow her one vacation day this season.
I suppose. I mean, she is, what, 5 months pregnant or something like that. But that's besides the point. This is now my sixth year broadcasting with the WLW Sports Network, and for Dave Hansen, his fifth. We always talk about first-week jitters of players and teams, but else can be said for broadcast booths as well. It seems to never fail that right around week three is when we finally find our sea legs.
No kidding there. We always seem to run into some incorrect rosters, maybe some technical difficulties here and there.
Yeah, definitely the case last week.
But usually by this week or the next week, we're ready to roll.
One hurdle we have in front of us is that Dave Hansen and I are going to have to split the social media duties of Kayla O'Neill, so we apologize in advance. However, the number of selfies and selfie sticks will decrease dramatically tonight, I'm sure of that. By liking the WLW Sports on Facebook or by following WLW Sports on Twitter, you can stay up to date wherever and wherever you are during the game. Receive in-game updates, stats, and even photos from the game by simply searching for WLW Sports on Facebook and Twitter.
That's right. Clark and I will do our best to fill Kayla's shoes, but we'll certainly be happy to have her back next week.
Most definitely. Last weekend was Labor Day, so we gave our staff in the weekend off, which meant no strong side in its normal 7 p.m. time slot on Sunday. But fear no longer, for the winter has passed. The triumphant return of the strong side is this Sunday at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. And we'll continue all the way until